You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
The tenacity of a mother's love. When my mom freshly got born again, I was a home cell leader. And my home cell grew and grew and grew and grew and produced so many other things. Because by instruction of the ministry under which I was operating then, no home cell should go beyond the maximum of 20 people, between 15 and 20. So the moment you cross the 20 mark, you should get another center. And one day, one of my cell members ran to the house and came to me. And he said, "Please, Sister Joseph, we need you right now." I said, "What is the matter?" Said, "One of my sisters has a very terrible situation." "What is the situation?" "She gave birth to a baby boy. And then the day they were doing the naming over there, the seventh day will not pass, that is naming. We're doing the naming of the child. And the mother has just become blank. And she was just there. Not blinking her eyes, not moving. Her mouth open, not talking, not eating, could not even drink water, nothing. And the day he came to call me, that was the fifth day she was in that condition. So they had lifted her and moved her to her room. No talking, the eyes just like that. So for 5 days she had not slept, the eyes are just like that. No blinking, the eyes were not even blinking. So he came to call me. Then I was a growing Christian then, just trying to, you know, get used to how God was using me. Charlie, zeal. Waiting, what? How can that happen? No. Pew! I carried myself and I went. No questions asked, no prayer, nothing. And I went. I got to the place, the Lord so arranged it that the first person I saw as I was entering the compound was this little baby. Very cute and something. So compassion welled up in my heart. I entered the room, saw the woman. As soon as I entered the room, I said, in this place, this one, water don't pass by you. This woman don't already die now. And her husband is Awoyo priest. And then she said, you know, in fact, both of them are divided between Islam and Christianity because they have some Muslim background. So all the members of the Girls' Mother's Church, who's also an Awoyo church, they had gathered, they were just around her, waiting for her to die so that they would come. A few days ago, the bishop made a statement to me. He said, "In Africa, we help our dying to die." So I now said, "Lord, this one there, I will be soon to wait there, mommy, cup. There, the radiant father, the grand sea." And then the Lord said, "Hey, back there." So this is, you can imagine this how I talked to God as if I said, and then I said, "Holy Spirit, this one now, you have to tell me what to do. Because me, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Because this one, I don't know what to do." That's how I was talking. And then he said, "I should call for water." So I called for water. He said, "Bless the water and turn it to the blood." So I turned and I said, "I prayed over it. I said, this is not the name of Jesus." He said, "Sprinkle it on the top down." So I sprinkled it. When I sprinkled it, that water turned blood, touched the lady for the first time in 5 minutes. Her eyelids came down, and then her breath dropped. And then right there and then the Holy Spirit told me, it is the mother of the girl that wants to use the girl to pay susu. You understand the kind of susu now? I win for the end, also. Because so when you be anqua as a mother. Praise the Lord. And I said, strange things happen to cut the long story short. The baby's clothes like that just disappeared from the room. When they couldn't get the mother, all manner of things began to happen. The baby's clothes disappeared from the room. They couldn't find it. All manner of things. Where am I going with this? I went to as it were, put my hands in the mouth of the enemy and bring out the meat he was about to eat. Then the enemy said, okay. So I began to cough. Terrible cough. For 4 months, all manner of things were happening to me for 4 solid months. This woman had just gotten born again. So I was her first practical. And then the Holy Spirit told me, he said, you know what the enemy is doing? He has slapped 4 deadly diseases on you. That's what he wants. So when you go, they'll tell you that cough, they tell you it's tuberculosis. Then they tell you you have cancer. You have what? You have, including HIV. I say HIV, I'm a cough. 4 deadly diseases so that there will be no route of escape for me, according to him. And this woman, not sleep, day and night, she was praying. She had just gotten saved, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so she was. So all she believed, anything that her leader said in church, that was it. So today she's anointing, tomorrow she's giving me communion, she's washing my feet, she's doing that every day. That's how she blessed me back then. 4 solid months I went through that. Before the Lord told me, next time, before you go out, ask. And then number two, before you go, bring yourself under the cover of the blood and all your loved ones. Because when you check the enemy out of one location, he looks for another place to go to. Praise the Lord. The tenacity of a mother's love. She wouldn't give up. She wouldn't sleep. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. For sake of our time, I'll just take the Message translation and the TPT. I love the reading. Please give it to me that this is like my iPad. Is that a message, please? He said, can a mother forget the infant at her breast? Walk away from the baby she bore? It's a question. That means God is saying it is not normal for a mother to do that. Can a mother forget the infant at her breast? Can she walk away from the baby she bore? He said, but even if mothers forget, I will never forget you. Never. God is talking as a he God at this moment. God is talking from his motherhood status. God is talking about himself from his motherhood status. And if a mother, if earthly mothers can forget and abandon their children, he said, not me. Please give me the TPT. He said, Yahweh responds, but how could a loving mother forget her nursing child and not deeply love the one she bore? How? It is difficult to conceive. How can a loving mother, how can she forget her nursing child? How? Do you know that the nursing And when the babies are crying and looking for bread, you know they feel it in their breasts. You know they feel it in their breasts. You cannot understand it. There is a connection between the mother and her child. And even when she's physically away from the child, she knows when her baby needs her. Hallelujah. That even if there is a mother who forgets her child, I could never, no, never forget you. The tenacity of a mother's love. That love will not let go. Even when the child is causing her pain, even when the child is making her cry day and night, even when the child has become a child of reproach and shame, she will never let go. She is right with the child, bearing the reproach of the child, bearing the shame of the child, feeling the pain of the child when the child is in pain. Her love cannot let go. Even when doctors tell her that your child cannot make it, she said no. Her love will not let go. And that is how God has held on to you. In his motherhood, God cannot let you go. So the accounts call it over time. Oba ta ye hwan be ma na se oba eh mpa cho mun kasa nchire ni let me frame be ma oba ta am I na ye ye. He is called El Shaddai, the double breasted one. He is full of milk, full of sap. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. When you go through the fire, I'm there. Through the waters, I'm there. Anywhere you go, whether the enemy turns you upside down, I'm right there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. For he makes me to lie down in green pastures. And then he said, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, the tenacity of your mother's love. He will not let you go. I said, God will not let you go. Your faith in God will not be a waste. And it is not an exercise in futility, because God has you firmly. In fact, it says you are engraved. You know what it means to be engraved? Yeah, the chalk etra, ube to me apipa. Ube to me apipa. Yeah, the ink writes on me. But yes, engraved. Engraved, no. It has gone through the layers of the skin. Engraved, you know, engraved is not a surface thing. It goes through the layers of the skin. So when you remove the first layer, you meet it there. You remove the second layer, you meet it there. Praise the Lord. He says he has engraved you on the palms of his hands. That is why I say your walls are constantly before him. Constantly. Even when you fall off, even when you are not pleasing him, he doesn't let you go. He's still holding on to you. I'm waiting for you to make a U-turn and come back into his embrace. Those years growing up, my father would take my two elder brothers. didn't have a car, so if the sufficient car is there, he put them inside. If not, exhibit that. Straight to Paiko Road Police Station. Then police officers, these are my sons. They are causing trouble. Put them here. When I'm ready, I will come for them. Then he will come home, then he will tell my mother. He said, if I say, no food for them, no food, no. You think she will agree with that kind of thing? It won't take long before as he's telling her, then she said, how you go carry them, go put there. How you go first, go carry them, go put there. How you they carry them, go put there now. How you say no food? No food. This one, she's there. I know they submit for this one. Praise the Lord. Police case will come. And dad will say, he's not showing. My mom will say, ah, how? I carry her plot. She has gone. The tenacity of a mother's life. I want you today to understand, to begin to understand that God in his motherhood loves you with an everlasting love. And the embrace that he has embraced you is that embrace of love. It's his love that is holding you tight. I won't let you go. So even when you are saying, I don't deserve it, you say, what are you talking about? Oh, Father, I just let you down. I disappointed you again. I can't remember. What are you talking about? Is that a license to misbehave? No. He said, shall we continue to sin so that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. So it's not a license to sin. It's not a license to misbehave. It's rather something to jolt us up, to make us to understand that we cannot be in a better place and we must learn to value what we have. I don't know the last time any of you here appreciated your bad, you know, your birth mothers. If your birth mothers are not there, who is a mother? A mother is anyone who has influence over your life. She has instructed, she has nurtured, she has taught, she has trained, she has shaped and molded your life. And anyone who is in that position in your life, your birth mother may not be alive, but God has given you mothers. People who have played roles in your life that you know, you look back and go like, ah, this person has blessed me, this person this, this person that. Let's not wait until they are dead and then we go and write emotional tributes and then be reading it and be crying and then, no. You have changed your wardrobe like five times. Your mom has not even seen quarter wardrobe change. When was the last time you actually bought something? Not birthday. It wasn't Mother's Day. It was a normal day. And then you just remember and I said, you know. Praise the Lord. God never forgets. And you know something? God always gives us, you know, a standard with himself. Your mother just didn't agree with you on one issue. That is all. You have been angry at your mother, keeping malice with her for years. Don't be a fool, oh. Don't be a fool. You did something that was not, and she talked about that was all. Especially those of us whose mothers didn't go to formal school. And then now, because you have gone to university and you can speak grammar, So now you know better than your mother. Some are even ashamed to stand with their mother. You see this woman? I can't put her anywhere. Oh, I'm so proud of her. If she talk, you know here. Now you know here English. You say you understand English. Well, here, which is good. That's all. Praise the Lord. Some of you have held your mothers in contempt for so long. And now you went somewhere and one so-called prophet told you your mother is a witch. And you have also believed it. Your mother is a witch. And she didn't win you when you were small. When you were coming out and tearing her open and giving her all manner of cuts, she didn't close her leg and crush your head. When the surgical knife was cutting her open so that they would remove you because your head was too big. She didn't put you under a hospital or slept on you. She didn't sleep on you to kill you. For some reason, your father couldn't pay your school fees, maybe because he went away too early, or maybe he went on a wall. You know, a wall, absent without leave. And she was selling her clothes, selling her jewelry to see you through school. She wasn't a witch then. When she would not eat and give you, she would cook at give you all the food that she cooked. And said, me bad did the wife. Who that did the mommy? Who that did the mommy? She wasn't a witch then. She struggled, did everything, sold everything until it was left with the clothes on her. So when she washes it, she will be naked in the room and next time someone calls her mommy, said, to my hour. And then she will tie it. So that you could go to university. And come and be speaking the big grammar you are speaking now. She wasn't a witch then. She only became a witch when now you are doing well. You've gotten a good job. Your business is running well. You are married, you have children. Now that you should take care of her in her helpless state, now she's a witch. May God have mercy on your soul. You are expecting your own children to honor you, but your own mother has been languishing. Did you not read in your Bible that what you sow is what you will reap? Why are you surprised that your children are looking you in the face every day and insulting you? They are even trying to slap you. Why are you surprised? Where is your own mother? Where is that woman who took the place of a mother in your life? Added you to her own children and even deprived her children so that you can have. Where is that woman that stood and fought the community for you? You cannot forgive your child because your child insulted you, your child disobeyed you, your child did something. Then you have not understood the love of a mother. You are not yet working in that love. Because if you understand it and you look at how the love of God just will not let us go, we were so bent on self-destructing, yet God wouldn't let us go. For God so loved the world, not anything. Not that for God was so powerful. Not because God was so great. Not because God was so almighty. But for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever should believe in. You receive the care of your mother's love. You don't want to receive the correction. You don't want to receive the rebuke. You don't want to receive the chastisement. Who told you that love does not rebuke? Who told you that love does not chastise? Who told you that love only tells you what you want to hear? Did you not hear God himself saying, he said, the one I love is the one I chastise. So the chastisements of God are chastisement of love. They are love provoked. But your own love, you only understand love if they are giving to you, they are telling you the things you want to hear. Oh, and they love me. How they love me. How they love me. If somebody claims to love you and the person cannot look at you in the eyes and tell you when you are going off, question that love. Hope you are doing fine. You are doing fine. You continue. That's the best thing. You are so wise. You are, oh, you are wonderful. And you say, it is dangerous to surround yourself with yes people. Dangerous to surround yourself with people who cannot tell you when you are going off. It's dangerous. It's deadly. It's a suicide mission. Those of you that you do small things, what the correct term can crana mu go off. Jimmy na yamu. Say what we are saying. I will tell you Obian crana wasep. But what do you hear Obia? Now when I say, I'm not going to call you that. From so batani pa ho. From so batani pa ho. Who the batta wo? And see, some of you, it's so hard, so difficult for you to say sorry. So difficult for you to say. So difficult. So difficult. You better kill that pride before it kills you. Before uncle, are you not wrong? Are you infallible? Praise the Lord. The tenacity of a mother's love will not let go. And if you understand what love is, then you will embrace correction. You will embrace rebuke. You will embrace chastisement. Why do you think that God said that judgment will begin from the household of God? Why do you think God says so? Because of his love. Glory to Jesus. A mother has influence. She has influence. She has the power to shape. She has the power to mold. A mother is a nurturer. She trains. She brings up. She makes such investments in her children. And all love provokes. The Bible talks about Rahel. He said the sound of lamentation, of mourning, of crying. Oh, in the camp, he said that is Rahel crying for her children because they were not, and she will not be comforted. A mother is never okay when her children are not okay. Never. That woman sitting there, for the first 2 years after my father's passing, it was hell. She sold everything sellable. I've told some of you before, we will carry our Vaseline container to a mechanic shop to get the engine oil that has been drained from a car. That is pomade. So you look at my body now, I tell you, say I rub black engine oil before you. I tell you, believe. Is it written on my forehead? One of our military uncle that came was posted to that city just because of this. So the kind of essential when he gets his essential commodities, king's vegetable oil, he brings it. Everything they brought to him, the rice, everything, milk, he bring it. We cannot afford to eat it. So my mother will divide it in two. We are selling half. And then that's when the king's oil, now we'll call it that and kings and turkey. I don't know how many of you know this oil. Some of you, you didn't eat it. You know, we pour it inside the container. It's like we have gotten designer cream. And it was in the midst of that that was, oh, your skin is beautiful. Your skin is beautiful. Black engine oil. Your own is not that you didn't have cream. Just that you couldn't buy the type you want to buy. And maybe that one was God was saving you because the one you were using, you know, I bet poor skin. Now, sound, you know. Now you come on a day at Mistikano Kamio Kakra. Say, I'll be poor. And I also want to ask. A son said, want to me and talk and on tea. Let us say, you are suffering. You want to be eating chicken peri peri and all manner and pizza every day. You cannot eat it now. Because of that, you are talking. Well, you never went to bed without a meal. In fact, even the meal you were talking about, there was protein inside. Because it's not the kind of protein you want, and it's not in the quantity you want. Maybe you wanted full chicken, and God gave you chicken wings. When that, you know, musician called Prince Nico Mbarga, when he sang a song, Sweet Mother, then the fathers got angry. They didn't understand. They didn't understand, though. They didn't understand why he sang it, though. There was soul in that song. Soul. There's soul in that song. He sang that thing from the depth of his soul and spirit. So when the fathers, you know, forced him to sing, and he went and sang, and His own case was very serious because he's the pastor now. He was half Cameroonian, half Nigerian. So the Nigerian side was the mother side. The Cameroonian side was the father side. And they said, Omon Tia said, Yen Tias yo, Yen Tias yo da. So they forced him to sing. The sweet papa, yeah. It was not working. There was no soul in it. It was as dry can be. But up to today, the man is dead now. So many people have reproduced the song. Up to today, the moment people hear, just you know what will happen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If God has loved us so much, don't you think we should reciprocate that love? If our mothers have given so much, if your mother has invested so much to see you be the man that you are to be, don't you think that she deserves a little water to drink from you? Don't you think that she deserves a little attention? Don't brand her a witch in her helpless state. She has used all her energy upon you. And your siblings, she has spent all her strength. Now that she needs help, then you say she's a witch. How bad? Wow, as a woman is. As I was coming, Kofi Odjo was saying this morning, he said, everywhere you forget that you are already heading towards menopause too. You will get old one day, you will get to her state one day. The Bible said, treat others as you want them to treat you. For with the same measure that you deal out, it's the same measure that will be dealt to you. So remember, anything you are doing to that woman today is an investment. In fact, your parents, anything you are doing today, why you're civilized, who to sit in tea? They say, to me, come from now, and you are. So, anything you are doing today, and you have abandoned and ignored them, you don't even know whether they have eaten or not. You know, most of you, when your parents come around and you take them out, it is obvious to know whether you are caring for them or not. Forget the emergency shirt and dress you go and buy for them. If the body is used to good clothing, you will know. Because the one that you went and bought out of emergency, you know, the thing is struggling to sit. The body is saying, we are not used to this one. We have not been having it. So this one is just for faithfulness. It's to save yourself from shame and reproach that you already buried inside. Today, as we celebrate mothers, let us call to mind. Looking back on the pattern that God has set for us, that in his motherhood, he will never forget us, never leave us, nor forsake us. He said, even if a nursing mother will abandon her baby, he said, not me. He has set a pattern for us. And he has put it in your life time and time again. You went off several times. You deserve death several times. You deserve, you know, abandonment several times, but he never did. Please go back. And some man soon tantana mumu mau for a tree rough rough. Jimmy na ya mumunjai sadeno. Munjai. Have you called your mother? When was the last time? Call for what? Come here, oh yeah, some papa be here and catch her. What your bro was saying today? He said, in fact, even if your mother is a witch doctor, she's still your mother. Whatever your mother is, she's still your mother. Let us go back. Let us go back. Let's stand in the pattern that the God of heaven himself has shown, the mother of all mothers, has shown to us. Now, your friend of Obadiah has shown us the way. See how easily and readily he forgives when you go off. Father, forgive me. He said, I have forgiven already. Forgive me. But would you? Your mother has brought Jantua. You are sent with it. Jantua has brought Jantua. And you said, Debbie, and then we are in the pavilion. Are you not even afraid that your mother should be begging you? And I say, begging. Are you not afraid? Are you not afraid? Somebody that one word can speak one word and all your destiny will be scattered. As I draw to a close, let's end with this story. The story was told of a woman who suffered to raise her three sons. I think it was the bishop that told us. Her three sons struggled, trained these children, then all of them ended up at Abuja. They all went abroad. And they were doing fine. It's not the kind of Abuja I described to you the other day. That the woman was saying, if I were Abuja, you might the girl was like this. Drugs have destroyed her. Not that one. This one, they were in Abuja and they said, good, living a good life. And they forgot this woman. Forgot this woman. This woman suffered and suffered and suffered and suffered. Suffered alone. And one night in her frustration and desperation, she went out of her room, stripped herself naked, looked up to the heavens, and said, God, if I have not done any evil against these children, if I have given and sacrificed and them, and I have not done any evil against them, and they have treated me this way, Lord, I plead my case before you. They came back in chop box, all three of them. They came back inside chop boxes, all three of them. All three of them. So all the wealth they acquired, who will eat it? All three of them. And I won't be surprised that soon after that, the woman will go. Let's not forget. Let's not be ungrateful. Let us remember the sacrifices. Let us remember how when everyone gave up on us, they wouldn't give up on us. Let us remember. Remember that one time. Now, even what you did brought shame and reproach to her, cost her tears, cost her shame, cost her disgrace. Yet, he said, that's my thing. My mom said, she said, God in his wisdom created soap that we used to bath and clean, wash away dirty. But God no place soap where they wash blood. So blood, not blood. In other words, your blood is your blood. So the God did not create soap that when you buy, you wash away the blood. Let us remember. Mother's love is so delicious. It holds on tight. And that she got from God, the God nature in her, because that's how God is holding on to us. He won't let go. I want you to just begin to reflect. Just begin to reflect on your life, your relationship with your parents, especially with your mothers. Begin to reflect. Maybe you don't even know your own mother. Maybe your mother didn't even, you know, your mother may have thrown you away somewhere. Out of ignorance, out of frustration, not knowing what to do herself, she probably found herself in a situation. But then somebody picked you up. Somebody has played the role of a mother in your life. Somebody has been there for you, nurturing you, training, making sure that you become a person of dignity. Somebody put you on the path of God. Remember, look back and look at the relationship and assess yourself. Assess yourself and ask yourself, have I done well? Be sincere and honest to yourself. Have I done well? Have I reciprocated that kind of love? Have I shown gratitude, appreciation in any way? Have I honored my parents? Have I honored my mother? Assess yourself. As a mother in the house now, I want you to also begin to look at your relationship with your children. Are you modeling the motherhood that God has modeled for you? Are you there for your children? Have you put them on the path of faith? Like Lois did for Eunice and she did for Timothy. Are you shaping them and molding their characters to be people of worth and dignity? Or you are breeding criminals? You are a Christian mother. You are a mother in the Lord. You are there. You said you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe in his word. Look at yourself. Assess yourself as a mother. Have I really given my best? Am I doing all that I can do? Am I giving up too soon? Am I really putting on my best? Or I've been concentrating so much on myself? The children that God has given to you, do they feel your love? Do they feel you? Do they feel you? Do they feel that they have a mother? Do they feel you? Certain things happen in your life circumstantially, and you ended up becoming a mother when you were not ready. You have given birth to the child. It's not the child's fault that he was born. But you have taken out all your frustrations on that child. Repent. The slightest thing the child will do, you insult it over that. It's not your fault. That child is not the man that maltreated you. It's not the man that abandoned you. It's not the man that has offended you. Don't transfer anger. Your children have offended you. You are finding it difficult to forgive. Why? This is the time for you to let go. We are going to be taking the communion. very shortly. I want you to pray and ask the Lord, Lord, breed your dream mother in me, Lord. You have shown me a pattern. Lord, let me be the mother, the kind of mother that you want me to be. Give me that heart that will hold steadfastly and will not give up. Teach me how to love unconditionally. Teach me how to love such that I won't let go. Teach me how to love the way you love. You have chased me all around. Pray, people. And those of you that have abandoned and neglected the people that have been part of your nurturing, ask God for mercy and go back and make amends. Receive grace to manifest genuine Christ motherhood. The love that gives and gives and gives and gives and never gets tired. The love that gives and asks nothing in return. The love that gives and gives and gives. You will not lose your reward. You will not lose your reward. You will not lose your reward. For those of you who are giving and giving and giving, and it looks as if nothing is coming in return, I assure you, just as God assured us, he said, your children shall return back to their own country. You will not lose your reward. God is wiping tears off your faces. Your sacrifice will not be in vain. The song said, you may be down and think that God has somehow forgotten, that you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. He said, but God has proven to you time and time again that he will take care of you. Remember what he did yesterday. He's the same God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.